No shortcuts and no compromises. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. 4 days after beginning this holy season, being reminded of our own mortality, yet our sinful mortality, that we are dust and to dust we shall return. Having made all of the resolutions in order to dedicate ourselves these next 40 days to an increase in our prayer life, an increase in our mortification, an increase in our self-giving, in our generosity. 4 days after all of these resolutions, and having received the blessing of the church to go and to practice these 40 days with diligence, with perseverance, and with humility, Holy Mother Church puts before our eyes the scene of her own divine spouse, our Lord Jesus Christ, being tempted by the devil, in order that we may expect the same for ourselves. Our Lord was just baptized in the Jordan, whereby the manifestation of God's glory came down upon him for all to see and hear. And the Holy Ghost overshadowed him, and the voice of Almighty God said, "Behold, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And he was led by that same Spirit into the desert to be tempted. After all the fervor of the human soul to practice diligently the practices of Lent, we should expect the same thing, to be tempted against whatever it was that you have offered to God these 40 days as a sacrifice of love, that you too will be tempted in the same ways that our Lord was. No shortcuts and no compromises. Temptations are a shortcut presented to us by the devil in order to skip the necessary sacrifices for true and lasting and eternal happiness. They are shortcuts that present to you the mirage of happiness in this world in order to detract you from the eternal bliss promised to you for your fidelity. Temptations are the shortcuts that on your GPS machines, as you're stuck in traffic, show you that gray path that says this is a detour, all the while covering up the fact that this will not take you more quickly to your destination than if you were to wait in patience in the traffic that is driving you crazy. These are the temptations of the devil to present to you a distraction, a shortcut to true happiness and arriving safely and securely and more quickly to your heavenly home, your destination. These three temptations that our Lord experiences himself are the same three temptations that the devil presents to us all throughout our lives. And they are diversified by what it is that is most weak in us. After original sin, our humanity has been wounded, and it is so easy for the devil to pick on those wounds, to scratch at those scars, in order to provoke in us, turning rather to the shortcuts that he presents to us as lies. These three temptations that we all experience are temptations of the flesh, temptations of the world, and temptations by the devil himself. The temptations of the flesh are our own concupiscence. Fallen that we are, we have unregulated passions, disoriented desires, which desire good things in inordinate amounts or at unbefitting times. And Holy Mother Church, to all three of these temptations, gives us ways that we are able to defend ourselves against them, become more fortified in our will by the influx of grace through the sacraments, in order that we may combat them one day at a time. The thing that Holy Mother Church gives to us to combat the temptations of the flesh in this holy season is fasting. Fasting, to deny yourself something that you need, and in fact, you might even say, is not prohibited. It is due to you. But by an act of the will, through the influence of grace, that you would deny yourself something that you could otherwise have legitimately, in order to fortify your wills, in order to say no when the temptation of the flesh begins to attack the things that are legitimately forbidden by God's law. Fortify your will through voluntary fasting, giving up little things each day in order to combat the temptations of the flesh, which will continue after Lent's over. The second is the temptations of the world. The temptations of the world are the vanity that the world presents to all of us. The vanity, the pride, the ambition, the power, in order to distract us and detract us from the glory that is promised to us in heaven for all of eternity because of our humility and contempt of the world's glory. Holy Mother Church gives us a wonderful way to defend ourselves against this temptation. Almsgiving. We give from what we have, which we've received from God, back to Him or to those that He has created also in His image and likeness who are most in need, detaching ourselves of the things that the world values in order that we would be valued more in the eyes of Almighty God. Cherished through our acts of charity, that almsgiving is what allows us to detach ourselves of this world in order that at the end of our life we may soar to the glories of heaven because we are not weighed down by the fleeting things of this world and more the shackles of its praises. And the third is the devil himself. The devil waits. The devil is patient with how it is that he attacks each one of his unexpecting victims, seeking like a lion, waiting to devour his prey. He waits patiently. And he does not necessarily present to us his temptation until we have thwarted the attacks of our own flesh and of the world. But there is the most deadly temptation of them all. Because if we have been successful, by God's grace, in thwarting the attacks of our flesh, in denouncing even the legitimate pleasures that are allowed to us because of our sensible humanity, if we have also then successfully thwarted the glory and praise of this world, whereby we have true contempt of what it is that society thinks of us because of our fidelity to Christ. If we have been successful in these two first attacks, what is most at risk is our pride. Is our pride in self-idolatry, whereby we would think that we have done these good things because of our self-determination, and because of our self-will, and because of our self-love. The devil waits there and is there ready to present your own self as the idol of your adoration instead of that which is due to Almighty God, who gave you the grace to vanquish the flesh in the world. And Holy Mother Church gives us one final remedy in order to persevere in this temptation and in order to defend ourselves from its sting. It's prayer. Prayer is the humble supplication of frail, weak, sinful creatures that we are, to Almighty God, in all of His perfection, His beauty, His simplicity, His goodness, and His truth, that we would look to Him in humble prayer as our Father, in need of His grace, in need of His salvation, in need of His sanctification, in order to take us from this valley of tears into the eternal bliss of eternal glory. And that, my friends, is what the devil fears most. Your humility in the face of temptation. He knows that in the moment of weakness, there would be nothing greater than for us to puff ourselves up and say, I can do this by my own power. And yet, if we say that, he has already won. We will be victorious by our humility these 40 days, remembering that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, and asking Almighty God not to give us all that we need in order that we would no longer need Him, but rather to demand and plead for the grace necessary, the mercy required to each one of us because of our sinfulness, in order that He may look with pity on us as terrible sinners and afford us His forgiveness, His grace, His sanctification, and thereby His own divinity, which will transform our nothingness, our brokenness, and our human frailty into the glory of a creature that was deigned to be united to God Himself in the Holy Incarnation. That God would humble Himself to become united to our flesh, if only we would humble ourselves to acknowledge that our need to be humbled to His divinity. No shortcuts and no compromises. My friends, this comes through the cross. The cross, that same cross that the devil today tries to take away from our Lord in order to present to Him shortcuts to vanquish the world, to have conquest over all that it is that He came to save, our Lord is presented with three shortcuts, and our Lord says, no. I do not want the world that You promise me. I only want a world that is large enough for the cross. That is why I came. No shortcuts and no compromises. That is why He came, and that is what will save us now through these 40 days, and what will save us for all of eternity, that we, through His five wounds, may be glorified by them, and then therefore transformed for all of eternity with the saints of heaven above the choirs of angels. And our eternal destiny will be no shortcuts and no compromise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.